Welcome to the Boogie Down Bombers Podcast. A podcast talking all things Yankees and baseball.
Now batting for the Yankees.
Now, here's your hosts, Austin, Tim, and Nick.
Thankfully, for the Yankees, it has gone very well.
It's a beautiful thing, baby. It's a beautiful thing.
So, I'm not going to say I was concerned with the Indians. I wasn't. But I did not expect it to be as easy as it was. Now, the second game, I wouldn't call easy.
Yeah.
However, I never, throughout that game, had the feeling like we were going to lose.
Even in the bottom of the eighth?
There's times where I'll be watching games where we'll go down and I'll just be like, yeah, that was supposed to happen. There have certainly been times where we've won where I have not expected us to.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give you an example. I can't remember which game, but in the 2017 ALCS.
With Greg Bird?
Not the Greg Bird game. Wait, was it
that
ALCS?
Was the DS. The DS was against the Indians, and that was the...
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. We had, like, the eighth inning comeback against the Astros, right?
Yeah. It was Frazier, and remember Headley tripped on his way to second, but still got there?
Yeah. Like, I was so pissed.
I had a feeling that game that I had no feeling that we were going to lose. And this is one that the second game was one of those games. And I haven't had that. I had that happen a lot in 2017. I haven't had much of that in 2020. Where you could just tell that the Yankees weren't going to get denied. But
the second Stanton hit that home run, I was like, all right, we're good. We're coming back.
When it turns around and you start getting that feeling and the Yankees won't get denied, they will not lose. They are playing the way they played this series, they won't lose. However, if they run into pitching that stops this, we can have some serious issues because our bullpen this series was not great.
No.
Not even a little.
I don't know what has happened. I'm hoping it's just a short season fluke.
But all right, how about Chapman getting six outs, though?
That's huge.
That was impressive.
That's insane.
Because looking at his time with the Cubs...
Oh, my God.
You'd want to refrain from doing that.
I thought Madden ruined him, to be completely honest, after that year. I was like, dude, he used him a lot.
He did use him a lot.
Well, how do we even feel about the bullpen usage? We use Sessa only in week game one, and then you go Green Britton, Loaisiga?
Well,
bringing in Loaisiga.
Well, Loaisiga was an interesting choice.
Not Holder, not Ottavino. You went with Loaisiga?
That is not good that they went with Loaisiga and not Ottavino.
Yeah, that's my word. I think Ottavino might be... I don't think they trust him right now.
They don't trust him right now. Is Ottavino a righty?
Yep.
Yeah, so they went with the second-year righty over the one they paid big money for.
They went with the heat rather than the movement.
Now, Grant, Loaisiga... I like Loaisiga. But when you're choosing between him and Ottavino, it should be Ottavino.
Yeah, it's not that I don't like Loaisiga. It's that I didn't think it was the right choice at that time.
Now, if they brought in Ottavino and he was awful, that'd be an issue. So
Yeah, well, how do we, like, I don't know. It seems like less of a big deal that Loaisiga blew the lead and not, like, I guess that's good that it was Loaisiga.
We're saying it like this, but it, like, oh, Loaisiga probably shouldn't have been in, but if Ottavino came in, we'd probably be a lot more upset that he blew the lead.
Yeah,
and we'd be like, oh my god, why did we bring in this guy? You know?
And can we talk about how good Sessa has been recently?
It's kind of scary.
I mean, this is a guy I have trashed for as long as I've known his name.
Same. Now I gotta look at his stats.
The kid gets COVID. We're like, oh, of course he did. Like, oh, we're worried about his health, but of course this guy gets COVID. Like that. That's not nice of us.
Yeah.
Did we say that?
Yeah, we're like, oh, of course.
Yeah, we did.
I mean,
3.32 ERA, 1.25 WHIP. It's pretty good.
It's not great, but you know. But I'm gonna tell you what. I better never see him starting a game.
Nope. Yeah.
I don't care how well he does. He could turn into Mariano Rivera out of the bullpen.
Then keep him there.
Never trust him in a spot start ever.
Well, yeah. Mariano is an awful starter.
That's why he's a closer. But you know who we miss?
Tommy Canley.
Yeah. Because you know who would have came in that position?
Tommy Canley. And
yep.
Dude, I've missed that changeup so much.
The high socks.
I miss his hype.
Dude, that 90-mile-an-hour changeup on the outside corner. Oh. Outside bottom corner. Oh.
Beautiful.
Blowing it by someone with the high heat. Come on, man.
Is there... Okay. What's the best pitch we have in on our pitching staff?
Tanaka splitter.
Tanaka splitter or Chapman fastball, honestly.
All right, you got Chapman fastball, you got Tanaka splitter, you got
Garrett Cole, Canely something.
You got Cole's everything.
Cole's high fastball is pretty...
Cole's high fastball, I think is maybe the most unhittable.
I think it's better than Chapman's.
I do, too. Because like, his isn't just speed.
Yeah.
His is placed perfectly almost every time.
When Higashioka's catching.
Which, by the way, we're going to get again. But...
Yeah.
We'll save that for a little bit. I know people have been trashing Gary, but he had a huge series for us.
Three RBIs in the second game, baby.
Who's trashing Sanchez?
Not me.
Well, not me. Currently.
My favorite player, bro.
Is he? Because you were trashing Sanchez.
Man, Sanchez, king of New York, man. My man Gary released a Kraken. He's the best. even that little go-ahead, was it go-ahead? The sack fly Jimmy he had.
It was a great AB.
He looked upset with himself, though.
He had a big home run.
Yeah.
Which, I don't care if it got carried by the wind. The wind was went the out, ballpark, so we hit a home run.
Don't talk to me about wind and baseball home run.
They had the same wind.
I mean, the only issues we had with the second game was that dumb rain delay.
The MLB handled that so horribly.
So they delay the game when it's not raining, and then starts to rain, and they're like, ah, we gotta get started. We play for 30 minutes in the poor... It literally looks like you're inside of a whirlpool.
Carrasco has no rain in the top of the first. Tanaka has just drenched, insane... God throwing it down on him rain, and he gives up two doubles, and then what happens, Austin?
He gives up two doubles, he gives up a one-run lead, and then they immediately bring out the tarp.
Yeah. My God.
and we have a, I think, 33-minute rain delay.
Then it started raining when we got back out there.
What was the thought process?
There wasn't one.
Now, I'm not going to blame... I think it's the MLB covers it, like, makes the decision before game time.
Manfred made all the decisions today, that day.
When the game starts, it's up to the umpiring crew. So the umpiring crew called for the rain delay when it happened, like the in-game rain delay, which I can't blame them for.
Yeah.
It had to have happened. There was no way they were going to be able to play a game in that.
But that game never should have started.
It shouldn't have started that early.
I was on the way home from work, and I turned the game on. It says bottom of this first. I'm like, oh, good. I got in the car at the perfect time, coming home from work, you know. And I turn it on, and it's Susan Waldman screaming, I could have told them it was going to rain. I have my app. Everyone knows how good I am with my app. Everyone needs this app. The baseball commissioner needs this app. It's so easy. You can see the rain coming. I would have told them not to play. They should have asked me. It was so funny.
I love
Susan Waldman. I was driving through that rain, too. It was brutal.
I don't think it was the same rain. Oh, wait, yeah. You're like semi-by Cleveland, isn't it?
I'm all the way up there.
Yeah,
you're 4 hours away, but like it's still the same rain.
Yeah. Who knew Cleveland was so close to Canada?
Oh my God.
So we have that rain delay, and after the rain delay, I was kind of shocked to see both Tanaka and Carrasco come back.
Mm-hmm.
So was I. I was for sure thinking, oh my God, we're going to get Jay Happ.
No, I thought we were going to get Montgomery. That's what I thought was going to happen. And that's who was warming up, but they sat him down.
They sat him down like 3 times.
They were going for Happ for game 3 if it happened.
So, I'm not going to lie. I was flabbergasted when he came back out. Both of them. Carrasco was kind of almost cruising.
Yeah, both pitchers had like the opposite effect because of the rain delay. If I don't know if effect is the right word. It affected them differently. Like Carrasco started off hot right when he came back. Then he just fizzled out like 3 innings later. And Tanaka gave up those 4 runs and then like shut everyone down after that.
Watching Tanaka pitch is so much fun, by the way.
I love that, man. Please don't leave.
If he leaves, it's not his choice.
Oh, also, I'll say we're spoiled from that DD Twins home run in 2017.
Why did you say that?
Because down 4-0 in the first inning.
Oh, then just grand slam.
Like you said, Austin, I wasn't worried.
Yeah, like, you're right.
I'm like, they're fine.
And we got the same thing.
It's just because of the DD home run, dude. I think that's what I'm spoiled now. I expect them to come back from every 4-0 first inning deficit. I mean, it was 3-0 in the Twin series, but still.
You're right. You're 100% correct. And the first game, which is the one I think we were all more worried about than the second, we destroyed Shane Bieber.
Yeah, we did. We let that poor guy out.
Now, I don't want to say I'm the prophecy or whatever. But I kind of called it. I mean, did I think this was going to happen? Absolutely not. Am I shocked he wasn't as good this game that he was in the regular season? No. But I didn't expect him to give up 7 runs in... How long did he go? Like four?
Four and a two-thirds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't expect that out of Shane Bieber.
That's why you have to add the AL Central tax to everything now.
And that's Shane an Bieber, interesting point.
Shane Bieber got destroyed in his first postseason start against the team not in one of the Centrals. Brad Hand blew his first save against the team not in one of the Centrals. Come on. Come on. Add the tax.
Add the tax.
You're right. I don't think the AL Central is as good as everyone thought it was.
Because it's not. It's horrible.
And you're starting to see the teams that don't belong there get weeded out. I mean, the Brewers wouldn't have made it, I don't think, in the regular postseason format. And there's a lot of talk about keeping this playoff format.
No.
I'm okay with the expanded playoffs. I am completely fine with that. Mm-hmm. However, here's what I would do. I would make the ALDS 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
And I would make the wild card 5.
Yep.
That's fire.
That's
what I would, because I don't like the DS being 5 to begin with, but then 3 for this?
Yeah.
3 games?
And you could bring up the wild card was only 1, but that didn't include the top seeded teams in the league.
There needs to be more reward for being a 1 seed.
You can't get knocked out in 2 games as a division winner.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't like the bracket format. Oh, you want to reseed it?
Yeah, I do.
Why can't the top 3 seeds have byes? I guess that doesn't work for 8 teams, though.
Yeah, I think
three teams have byes. They couldn't do that. It would have to be the first 2 teams have byes, but that's not fair.
Rays Yankees should not be an ALDS. That should be an ALCS.
Well, that's because we were the 5 seed.
Yeah, but if you reseeded it, we would be playing the Astros.
Oh, that would be fun.
The Rays would be playing the...
No, the A's are the 2 seed. We'd be playing the A's.
Oh, yeah, it would be Rays, Astros. We'd be playing the A's.
Yeah.
Which I think makes more sense.
Yeah. Rays, Yankees, Astros, A's, though, that's 2, like, really fun series.
Oh, yeah.
Division It'll rivals.
It'll be fun.
It's good.
Yeah. We're going to hate a lot of people by the end of the series, I guarantee.
Yeah, we are. Oh, yeah. What's the rotation for the Rays? Who are we facing?
Game 1 is going to be Snell, I believe.
Oh, yeah?
I believe.
Well, he pitched game 2, though.
Who pitched game 1? Charlie Morton?
Pitchers aren't
Was he still dead?
Is that going to be Glasnow?
Glasnow pitched game... No, he didn't. Never mind. Yeah, he did. Was it series to 3?
No, that only went 2.
Glasnow pitched in one of them.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Glasnow, Snell, Morton, and then Yarbrough, and then the opener if they need it. Well, no,
I'm not
going to
lie. I'm not scared of Glasnow.
You're not?
No.
He did have a 4.08 ERA this year.
Shut us down for a few innings?
He rose to the occasion against Cole. I think he played up against Cole.
Mm.
And he's playing Cole again, so. I think he was no-hitting us for a while.
Yeah. Rays manager Kevin Cash told reporters on Friday that they will decide on a Game 1 starter on Saturday. So we will know the Game 1 starter after we record the pod.
Wait, Austin, is there no... Or Nick, is there no days off in this series?
No.
Ugh, 5 straight games? That's bad.
5 straight. Now...
I mean, they're not traveling, but the bullpen is going to suck.
Yeah, bullpen... Oh, God. Bullpens are...
Well, it's going to suck for the bullpen, I mean.
You're not going to see your top relievers every game now.
You're going to see some Loaiza. You're going to see some King.
I love that we didn't really use...
You're going to see some Nick Nelson.
The main man. Your favorite.
I don't even hate him yet. I just know I'm going to end up hating him. Like, I have no problems with Nick Nelson right now, but I guarantee by the end of the series, I'm going to hate Nick Nelson.
You think we're going to have any bad blood between these two teams?
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
We already do.
They're wearing hats and t-shirts that, like, the Rays are wearing hats that say the 98ers.
The 98ers.
Losers.
Well, because remember Kevin Cash was... At first, I was like, is that because they came into the league in 98? But what it is Kevin Cash said, we have a bunch of guys that could throw 98.
Oh, that's so lame.
Yeah, 98ers is not a great nickname.
Here we go. I'm on the Tampa Bay Rays subreddit. Just passing this along, I was getting questions about shirts and Rays players. Just wanted to give a heads up that we got approval from MLBPA. Oh, they're just selling the 98er shirt.
Yeah,
98. Why are we flexing 98?
I don't know. Well, it's because they're gonna throw 98 at our heads.
They're tough. They're the Rays.
Now Stanton
they're gonna beat the big bad Yankees. Yeah.
Stanton was asked about it, and I'm gonna pull up what he said. I'm in the wrong app.
Nice. You're doing great.
Did you see the Marlins shirts?
Yes.
No, what were they?
Their ALDS shirts say bottom feeders.
I love that. I love that so much. Where the heck is it? All right. Well, I can't find it, but I'll find it eventually. So. First game, by the way, our offense hasn't been, I don't want to say been poor, but it hasn't been great to end off the season. And we scored 12 runs in the first game.
And 10 in the second.
And then we scored 10. We scored 22 runs in two games.
That's pretty good.
21 more than the Cubs did. 22 more than the Reds did, so I'm going with that narrative instead of the Cubs one.
All right, I found the what Stanton said. So
what did he say?
They were wearing hats that said the 98ers, and then they had shirts that featured a stable of horses. Stanton then said they won the division. It's our turn to let them just have the division. The full bragging right chance is here, though. Shirts and hats, that doesn't mean anything. We're going to be here in San Diego, and we can play it out there.
Yeah, baby, let's go.
Now, the teams, I think both teams were kind of downplaying the rivalry.
Kiermaier kind of wasn't.
In terms of, like, how heated it's going to get. This is going to be a heated series. I've never hated the Rays. I've never really had a reason to. They've never been awful, but they've always been just kind of like subpar.
But they're always good against the Yankees.
Yeah, Evan Longoria was always a pain in the ass.
I hate that man.
I actually respect the shit out of him, but...
Nah, he's annoying.
I never hated Longoria.
Yeah, I always respected him, but... The Rays are a serious team right now. And believe it or not, Yankees and the Rays have never faced in the playoffs. Ooh. So this is going to be the first series against the teams ever. I mean, that's just because the Rays usually don't make the playoffs. So this is going to be the first time where they get to eat with the big boys. And I'm sorry. I don't want to be the cocky sounding Yankee fan. I understand they had our number in the regular season. But the postseason's just different.
The postseason's built different.
It's a completely different thing. And I was afraid that that it wasn't going to be as much of a difference with no fans. But as we've seen, that clearly is not the case. I mean, I thought it wasn't going to have the same feel or the same impact on players. But it did.
Did you imagine that game in Yankee Stadium, though?
Oh my God,
Lord!
If the people were there,
yo, the Geo Grand Slam, how everyone
Geo Grand Slam would have taken the place down.
The Gary home run.
Oh my God, man!
That would.
I can't wait to go back.
I can't wait either. So, I mean that was. That was a great series we had. I don't know if that was just because of how good we are at the postseason or because of how fake the Indians were of a postseason team.
I think both. I think it's just a combination of both. The Indians weren't really all that good, and we exposed it with how good the Yankees actually were.
And if you remember,
jumping on Bieber was huge.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And when it comes to, I think A-Rod may have said this, and a few people have said it, but it bears repeating because of how true it is. If you have a good pitcher on the mound, you have to get on him early, or you're not going to get on him. And the Yankees got on him immediately. First batter, DJ LeMahieu, opposite field single, shocker. Judge comes up, bomb. I mean, we had a 2-run lead, 4 pitches in the game. That's huge.
A little bit, yeah.
I was very happy. And I don't think anyone expected that. And I said before the game that I would have... Like, this is a game where I kind of wish I wasn't a Yankee fan so I could just watch these two pitchers pitch with no rooting interest. But it wouldn't have been a great game for that.
The game that was like that was Trevor Bauer...
And Max Fried.
Yeah.
That was an insane game, which we'll end up talking about. But not only did Gio... First off, Gio had such a big series. And I don't want to say it went under the radar. Because, I mean, he had... That Grand Slam was probably the biggest hit in the series. But he also had that huge double play.
That saved the series. Or at least the game.
He had such a big double play. And, I mean, it had Todd Frazier from Toms River, New Jersey talking about it on Twitter.
Todd Frazier from Toms River, New Jersey? The guy who won the Little League World Series and took a picture of Derek Jeter?
Yeah.
At Yankee Stadium?
That Todd Frazier.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was a phenomenal series. I love the momentum, and let's just hope it continues.
This race series is going to be a dogfight, man. Not a fan of the 8 o'clock first pitch.
Neither am I. Give me 7 o'clock, baby.
I mean, I'd rather...
It's tough on the boys.
I'd rather have 7, but I would choose that over 12 every day of the week.
Yeah. And isn't this series on ABC?
No, I think it's TBS.
Oh.
I always found it weird that TBS has postseason baseball.
And, like, basketball, too.
Well, no, TNT has basketball.
They never play basketball on TBS?
I don't think so. I think it's only TNT.
Well, TNT and TBS are both part of the Turner Sports Network. But, I mean, yeah. I mean, True TV gets March Madness.
That's so odd.
When all I think of when I hear True TV is Impractical Jokers, not March Madness.
Really? I go Impractical Jokers and March Madness.
I'm not a big basketball guy.
I only think of Impractical Jokers.
Man, they really do love the Yankees, though. There's no reason the Astros-A's game should be played at 4 o'clock.
Oh, it's exclusively because of it's the Yankees.
Yeah, baby. Don't know.
That game is at, what, 1 o'clock in California? And our game's at 4 o'clock in California.
Yeah, I mean...
So it's going to be bright out when we're watching that game in San Diego.
Yeah, first of all, I'm so happy that the bubble is happening in San Diego.
Sure, I love that stadium.
It's not only that, I think the temperature is going to help us.
Warm weather Stanton is the best Stanton.
Yeah, warm weather for the entire time. It's clutch.
Yeah, we're never going to have to worry about them having to wear those, like, hoodie face things.
Wait, why are they going from...
Let's take a look at
San Diego. This isn't a bubble. This is not a bubble. We're going from Texas to California.
Well, the other way around. We're going from California to Texas. But... I don't get it. I don't understand. Nick, Tim, you're cracking up pretty hard, so we can't hear anything you're saying.
Oh, I thought it was just me.
Yeah, no,
But, yeah, it's not a bubble. Like, San Diego is going from San Diego to Texas.
Brutal.
Like, what is this?
Yeah, I don't understand. Why can't they just play the whole World Series in San Diego?
I guess because then what time would the games have to be?
11? Wait, you know
you
what
it... You have to stagger them too much.
That, and you know what it might be? Texas isn't in the postseason, and San Diego is.
True, and they're going to have fans at the National League Championship Series.
So, I don't think they want there to be any possibility of a home field. That's like a guess.
And they want to show off the new stadium.
Yeah.
I'm not going to care about it this season.
I'm not going to lie, I don't really like it that much.
You don't?
Neither do I. Looks like a box.
I think it's nice.
I'm sure it's a nice place. But you know what would have made it way better? If the center field was grass. And when they hit a home run, fans can jump on and get the ball.
You know what? It's not as bright as, like... A lot of people would compare it to Houston. What's Houston's called?
Minute Maid.
Minute Maid, like the shape of it, but Minute Maid has a different glow to it. It's kind of orange and bright. This one's like gray. It's like dark gray brown.
I've always loved Minute Maid Park.
Me too.
But it doesn't get the same. Like when it comes to enclosed stadiums, or stadiums with roofs. I shouldn't just say enclosed because they could open and close, but. I either love him or hate him.
Right now let's go through it. Miami.
Love him.
Yep.
Tampa Bay.
Hate it.
No.
Rogers Center.
Hate it.
Nope.
Oh, I like it. Seattle.
Love it.
I guess Seattle's roof's usually open, though.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen it closed.
They probably close it in the morning before the game and then open it. Arizona.
Love it.
And same. Texas?
Not crazy about it.
Milwaukee, too?
I like it.
I love That's Milwaukee. It.
Yeah.
I like most of them, but when I don't like them, I really don't like them.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to look at... You know what? I should just look at what the Rays did last series. I'm trying to find their lineup.
They crushed the Blue Jays.
Yeah, but the Blue Jays are such a fake playoff team.
Yeah, they had a negative run differential.
Yikes.
But believe it or not, that's not what you want.
Yankees had plus 45, Rays were plus 60. Anyone want to guess what the Dodgers was?
Plus 100.
136.
All right, so the Rays lineup was Brousseau.
Gross.
Choi.
King.
I want him to go to a different team so bad.
So do I. I hate that he's a Ray. Oh, crap.
A Rosarena.
I like him.
Lau. I have his rookie card.
So do I.
Diaz. Wendell, Margot, Renfro, Adames, Kiermaier, Zunino. And they had Glasnow pitching that game. And I understand. You know what the Rays are? I mean, similar. They're similar to... I mean, I'm going to say it because I...
Careful here. I feel like you're about to say a hot take.
No, it's not a hot take. They're similar to the Islanders.
Oh, okay.
Where
they're okay all the time. They're really good some years, but they never do anything.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying they don't have... They have...
A future.
Shut up. You're wrong. They don't have... A star-studded lineup. Yet they win all the time.
They just built themselves really well.
Yeah,
just very well-rounded
the
team.
The Bills did too.
Yeah, Bills are the same thing. Bills are the same thing right now. But you look at like, so if you're making like comparison here, like your Brandon Lau is your Barzal. Although I think Barzal is a better hockey player than Lau is a baseball player.
Maybe not this year, but I get what you're saying. So, like, Lau went off this year, you know?
Yeah. So you have your one guy, and then everyone around him just compliments him. And it's just... And I think your Islanders are a defense-first team. I think that's your pitching.
You know what I'm thinking of right now?
What are you thinking of?
I'm just thinking of G-Man Choi playing hockey.
Just a defenseman that just runs over everyone.
And he can use both sticks. Left-handed and right-handed.
Wait, why is that funny?
Because remember he just started becoming a switch hitter?
Oh, he just random. Okay. Is there any specific advantage to that?
No, in hockey, that's not a thing.
No, it's just you left your righty. It doesn't make a difference.
There's no advantage there?
Not really.
I guess it depends on what side of the ice you play, but it's not really.
G-Man Choi on skates.
It'd be a blast.
He'd have a big smile on his face the whole time. He'd have a good-ass time.
Just cheese him. All right. Before we move on, let's take a quick listen to a word from our sponsors. Come hashtag prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is the daily fantasy sports app for player props. They've eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about top-tier athletes in a respective sport. Choose 5 out of the 10 player prop options to build your lineup. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur. The more points the selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has awarded over $1.3 million in prizes since launching in 2018. Use promo code Boogie when you sign up today and you receive an instant $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store or by visiting their website at www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and hashtag prop up today.
You're listening to the Boogie Down Bombers podcast. Here's your hosts, Austin, Tim, and Nick.
Hey, guys.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Ooh. You know what time it is?
What time is it?
Now, it's time for Swag or Not Swag.
I'm very excited. This is easily the thing I get most excited about every episode now. Now, Tim, I know you have one, so we'll start with you.
Yeah, okay. This one is just a formality, so we'll just say it. 3-game wild card series. Swag or not swag?
Oh, not swag.
No, thank you. Not swag.
Not swag. All right, that was just a formality. And this one, I want you I'll give you some stats for it, but I also want you to consider my sanity, the vulnerable position I am currently in after the Cubs series. I wouldn't even call that a series. Even know what happened.
Can I predict what you're going to say?
What?
Are you going to ask if Yu Darvish should be the Cy Young Award winner?
He is better than Bauer. He has more wins, more innings pitched.
Oh, no, don't take wins into this. No, what is this?
I looked at every single stat on Fangraphs.
Wins.
He has a better home run to fly ball ratio, better walk to nine ratio, better home run per nine ratio, a better FIP, a better expected FIP, actually a way better expected FIP than Bauer, and a better ground ball percentage. Bauer has a better ERA, who cares? K per nine, who cares? Batting average on balls in play, no one really knows what that means. A better left on base percentage. So yeah, Bauer has the two flashy stats, but the underlying numbers and the big brain stats tell you Yu Darvish is the Cy Young. Yu Darvish, Cy Young, swag or no swag?
Not swag.
Not swag.
No!
He's not even my second choice.
Yeah. Go Bauer than Fried.
Bro. Darvish is so good.
He leads
all pitchers in war. Okay. Bauer's stupid ERA, if you want to look at that, is 1.73. Yu Darvish's is 2.01.
I'm not saying Darvish is bad.
Yeah, I'm saying Darvish is better. I'm saying Darvish is better.
Okay.
Not this year, no.
To each their own.
He's 0.5 more war for Darvish. That's significant. I think.
All right, Nick, what's yours?
Come on, guys. You couldn't throw me a bone and just say swag.
I disagree.
I only have one swag or not swag, and it's Tatis will overtake Judge as the face of baseball within the next 2 years. Swag or not swag?
Not swag.
Not swag as in you don't like that idea, or not swag as in you don't think he will?
I don't think he will. He doesn't play in New York.
That's the big thing.
It's a huge thing. If Tatis was doing what he was doing for the Yankees, it would be... I'll give you... Aaron Judge has been the lead jersey buy since his rookie year in 2017. Only time he wasn't number one was this year, and that's because Mookie Betts is on a new team.
Mm-hmm.
He was number two.
If Tatis played in, if he was a Dodger, I think he could do it, next year.
If he was a Dodger, possibly even a Red Sox, or Yankee, he would.
I think we are underestimating San Diego's market.
Yeah, that's another thing. Tatis, he's, bringing that whole fandom back.
I think Padres fans are great fans. The only issue is they've been bad forever.
Yeah. Great jerseys, by the way.
Yeah. I'm going to say swag on that, Nick.
Nice. And just to add on to that, there was a video last night of all the Padres fans outside the stadium. Hopefully, you know, being safe and all. But Tatis was, like, outside with his mask on, waving to everybody, like, yeah, we did it. Like, no one's done that.
Yeah.
No young star has, like, done that for their fan base so far. And he's, like, and what he's doing on the field, like, yo, this is nuts. This guy's crazy.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah. All right.
Also, here's if Judge doesn't stay healthy again.
That's the thing. Also, that's another thing. I think if Judge stays healthy, there's no shot for Tatis.
Okay. I like that.
I just hope he stays healthy.
I don't think there's any shot. Okay, here's mine. The Marlins beating the Cubs is more points to how good the Cubs how good the Marlins are than how bad the Cubs are.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll say swag, but I'll also the Marlins proved themselves as a good team, I think.
Yeah, that's my point.
However,
here.
That was not a real Cubs team that was playing this series.
Well, I think the Bears, not the Cubs.
A normal Cubs, like the regular season Cubs team, if they show up, they win.
But they didn't.
I don't think the Marlins are a better team than the Cubs. I think the Cubs are just morons, and they couldn't hit for any. They couldn't hit at all. Oh.
Well, I mean, they're stars. They didn't hit this year.
Oh, I have a stat for those two games. I gotta find
it. They still had a plus 25 winner, or run differential is not that bad. But I guess Chicago won it with their pitching this season. They had good starters. But yeah, I think it's a two-way street. The Cubs lost that series, but also the Marlins did still deserve it.
Yeah, the Marlins, I think out of like the teams that you didn't expect to make the playoffs, I think they are probably the most real one.
Yeah. Especially considering they overcame they the COVID thing. They had 19 players go down.
Yeah. They had to play a lot of doubleheaders. I mean,
so did the Cardinals, but you know.
But I think the Cardinals, well, people expected them to do good though. People didn't expect this out of them all. And here's one thing. I want everyone to apologize to Jeter immediately.
Yeah, facts.
Oh yeah, good call.
People were like trashing him for trading all their good players. What was he supposed to do? That was a team that was like set to lose money and not win. I do not understand why people were so against what Jeter was doing with trading Stanton and Yelich. I mean,
Ozuna, Realmuto.
Yeah.
I really wish Jose Fernandez didn't die, man.
Well, I think we all wish that never happened.
Hot take.
That team with, if you remember Stanton when he won MVP and he was doing the speech, he was talking about Fernandez and he said that Fernandez always said when he became a free agent he was going to go to the Yankees and bring Stanton with him. So imagine that team of Cole and Fernandez 1-2.
Sheesh.
How unfair would that be to everyone else?
Very.
That'd be ridiculous. But I am very happy for the Marlins. I have seen a lot of people trashing their black-on-black jerseys. Your opinion is wrong.
Those are so fire. I don't understand how anyone could hate them.
Your opinion...
It does suck that they... Why are you saying opinion like that?
What?
Opinion.
Opinion.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I was just emphasizing it.
Oh, when did Gordon D. Gordon change his name to Strange Gordon?
What?
He hyphenated his last name.
He did what?
Did he?
D. Strange Gordon, yeah.
When the hell did he do that?
I don't know. That's cool. Hold anyway, on, I'm look I, that up. Black jerseys are fire. But I'm sad that they had to do this against the Cubs, because I would be all over the Marlins if
it was against anyone else.
If it was against everybody else. Oh yeah, I'm rooting for the Cubs or the Marlins. Huge, really big now.
Oh, I am too. Like that's who I want. That's who I want to win.
Especially with this stupid crazy shit about the 1997, 2003, and 2020 now.
They imagine if the times. Marlins win the World Series. How on brand would that be for 2020?
They've made the playoffs. They made the playoffs twice in their history. They won the World Series both times.
Am I wrong in saying that the two times they won the World Series are the only times they made it to the playoffs?
That's true.
Yeah. So yeah. They've literally never lost a playoff series.
They've never lost a playoff series.
They're 7-0.
And the other 2 years, in 97 and 2003, they were wild cards. They have never won their division.
In 2020, D. Gordon changed his last name from Gordon to Strange Gordon to honor his late mother, Denise Strange, who was shot and killed when he was just 7 years old.
Jeez.
So, it is a recent thing, and it's good for him. I that went completely under the radar for me.
Yeah.
And how often, I could name three separate occasions when a baseball player changed their name. But I can't name one in any other sport.
Meta World Peace.
Oh, that's a big one.
Chad Ochocinco.
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm an idiot, I guess.
It's okay.
But, I mean, you had B.J. Upton go to Melvin Upton Jr. when his dad wasn't even named Melvin. You had, I don't know if we really want to talk about him, but Felipe Rivero go to Felipe Vasquez.
After he changed his name, he did some questionable things.
Yes.
Cassius Marcellus Clay, Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah. It's a
pretty big one.
I forgot. Well, because I don't think everyone remembers him.
It's Cassius Clay.
Yeah, pre-Muhammad Ali. By the way, Cassius Clay. Cassius Clay, a sick name.
Cassius Clay's dope.
That's a sick name.
Do you guys know who Lou Elsendor is?
No.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh.
He was pretty good at what he did.
Yeah, a little bit.
Lloyd Bernard Free, who is a basketball player, changed his name to World Be Free.
If I'm not wrong, Meta World Peace changed his name again.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Irvin Santana used to be Johan Ramon Santana. Maurice Jones-Drew used to just be Maurice Drew.
All right.
Our buddy Boof Bonzer used to be John Paul. He officially changed his name to Boof in 2001.
Boof.
The man once known as Ron Artest has a new name. Former NBA All-Star Meta World Peace revealed on Inside the Green Room with Danny Green. Phenomenal podcast name. Inside the Green Room with Danny Green. He has changed his name to Meta Sandiford Artest. He took his wife's name.
Oh, that's nice. What about my man Snoop Dogg? He changed his name to Snoop Lion or something.
Oh yeah. Well he was Snoop Lion. What about P. Diddy? He changes his name like every other day. And then he was a part of that group.
I changed I change my name every day on this server. Today I'm Marlins Superfan.
So Sean Combs, what, P. Diddy, but didn't he had a few names. You remember he was Diddy Dirty Money. Well, that was like he had like a band thing with Diddy Dirty Money. Or a duo. I don't know what you want to call him. But he was just Diddy, and he was P. Diddy, and he was Puff Daddy. Yeah, a lot of name changes. We're still going with Swag or Not Swag, aren't we? So, Tim, yeah. Your turn.
Well, I went through mine.
Oh, you only had that one?
We're going through the series.
Okay. So...
Why does Austin get to pick? How about Nick picks the series, and we'll say if he's swag or not swag.
Alright, whatever, idiot.
Okay. Now I gotta look at the series.
No, listen, because you have too much built-up swag, or whatever, clout, from Austin's movie review. Thankfully, that part of quarantine in this podcast has left my subconscious.
Thank God. I never want to remember. That was dark times.
It's 3 a.m. I'm nose to the TV watching Enchanted or whatever that movie was called. I'm crying my eyes out. What movie was that?
Onward?
Onward. Oh, my God.
Dude, I work in a preschool, and one of the kids' favorite movie is Onward. And I'm like, that's such a sad movie.
I'm texting you guys, this movie sucks. This is so dumb. I hate this. I'm crying.
Phenomenal movie, by the way.
Oh, God. Great movie.
I gotta get that another watch. Alright. Go ahead.
That was a good time. Alright. Athletics beating the Astros. Swag or not swag?
Do it, Austin.
Not swag.
Not swag.
Oh, God. Not swag. No. Really? You guys think the Astros are going to beat the A's?
Yes.
That hurts. Can't believe what I'm hearing.
One thing I want to bring up real quick. Carlos Correa is a goddamn idiot.
He's a freaking bum. I can't take this guy anymore.
All the haters, what are they going to say now?
You're still a cheater, you bum.
You beat a team that has somehow... lost 18 straight playoff games.
Ooh, and you shouldn't even be in the playoffs to begin with.
How do you accidentally not win one of those games? Like, how do you run into one? It's so odd. I don't understand how you can lose 18 straight playoff games.
Oh my God, wait. The Yankees are favored to win the series?
I don't like that.
The Yankees are underdogs. -140.
We're the underdogs. I don't like that.
All right. Keep going, Nick.
All right. I'm going to say it.
Go ahead.
Padres beating the Dodgers, swag or not swag?
No, not swag.
I mean, swag in terms I want it to happen.
Yeah.
It's not gonna happen.
I think it's gonna happen.
Dodgers are gonna have the easiest cakewalk to a World Series.
Kershaw had 13 strikeouts.
Against the Brewers.
He needs to be good in the playoffs once, and this is it. I think he's gonna be MVP of the World Series when they win.
I mean, wasn't 2017 Kershaw like nuts?
Oh, I guess. He had one good postseason.
I don't know. I think they can do it.
He got blown up in the World Series because they were cheating. But
yeah.
But when he took over for Darvish that game, he was lights out.
Yeah, remember Yu Darvish as a Dodger?
Yeah, he struggled in the playoffs, poor guy. No, you gotta take the Dodgers.
Did you guys see Darvish's comment about John Lester?
Yeah.
No.
He said he wanted to give John Lester one more start at Wrigley, and he's disappointed and said that he couldn't do that. Oh. I was like, damn. But anyways. So
is John Lester, is he retiring?
He's probably old. He's probably all set.
He's got the rings. Did he win the Cy Young?
No, I don't think so.
Alright, anyway.
He was good for a long time.
Braves over the Marlins. Swag or not swag?
Swag. We gotta stop getting cute with the Marlins.
I'm gonna say swag, but it's possible.
I love how Tim was just like, I'm rooting for the Marlins. I'm the Marlins super fan. We gotta stop getting cute with the Marlins.
Well, I don't think they're gonna win. I want them to.
I think
the Braves
in.
Are gonna. Go ahead.
I'm all in on Miami this series.
Me too.
I'm all in on the Padres, but you know, whatever.
Well, I'm all. I would love. I want nothing more than to see the Dodgers lose. It would just be hilarious.
Yo, give me a 98 rematch of the World Series.
Except with
the same result.
Yeah, I don't like that result.
What?
What?
98 World Series?
Oh, no, I thought you said 2003. Never mind.
No.
I very much like the result of the 98.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty dope.
All right. And for the final one, Yankees over the Rays, swag or not swag?
That's swag.
It's our job is swag. I can't believe the money's on the Yankees right now.
I don't like that at all.
Would there be a better feeling than just crushing the Rays and destroying their spirits of them thinking they're an actual team?
That'd be great.
These can't be right.
It'd be such a good feeling.
Of course.
Alright, so that's it for swag or no swag. Swag or not swag. I don't know, we've been calling it both. Now it's time to move to Around the Horn, which is where we go around the league and talk about teams that are not the Yankees. I'm going to start with Trevor Bauer, who after pitching one of the best games you could ever see, loses the series. First off, the Reds are another one of those fake teams where they're, I think the only nightmare is happening in Cincinnati.
Yep.
Because they got swept and shut out.
They're the only team that ever gets shut out in a postseason series, man.
And they played like 31 innings, too. No, yeah, 28 innings.
They had a lot of innings to score. So Trevor Bauer pitches a gem. And he did like this like strut walk thing a few times. And the Braves noticed. And there were comments made. And then he posted a highlight video of his pitching performance after he lost a series. Which is odd.
Wasn't it striking someone out? Like one specific player?
You're also missing an important part.
Him and Acuna got into a bit of beef.
When he was coming off the mound, he did the tomahawk chop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's brutal.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that he was destroying them, but his team wasn't.
Yeah. No, he's a clown.
And when he tweeted, and he said to everyone in my mentions right now, thank you to the Reds fans I wish you could be there. I love you all. And then he wrote to the Braves fans. He goes, you guys don't seem to like me. I don't think I'd be welcome there, so that kind of sucks. Because there was a lot of rumors that he would go to Atlanta. And I think he made it clear that's not going to happen. How many bridges has this guy burned down?
Yeah, I don't know. He's a clown,
dude. A ton.
So he's not going to go to Atlanta.
He's not coming to New York.
People need to realize that.
Well, you know, he might not be coming to the Yankees, but what if he went to the Mets?
That'd be fitting.
I'm not going to lie. I would love that.
Would you like... Of course you would, you Mets fan.
I'm not a Mets fan. But to have Bauer and DeGrom in the same rotation with a healthy Syndergaard? Are you kidding me?
I bet you Bauer's a bust next year.
Especially if he plays for the Mets.
Yep.
But like,
think about the headlines of him just ruining that locker room every day.
Oh my god. Oh yeah.
Whatever new manager they hire, it's like Bauer just doesn't care about him.
I don't think they're hiring a new manager. I think that's their manager. But maybe, I mean, they got a new owner, so maybe they got a new GM, and then the new GM is going to want his own manager.
Brody Van Wagenen. What a loser. What a clown. Clowns everywhere.
By the way, he's trash.
Yeah.
Brody Van Wagenen is garbage.
He's like Forky. I'm trash.
Trash. Trash.
Did I cry at Toy Story 4 either?
What?
Did I cry for Toy Story 4 when we watched it?
I don't know. That's a question for you, not me.
I don't know. I don't think I did.
Great movie.
I didn't. I didn't even cry for Toy Story 3.
What?
You're nuts.
Yeah.
They were going into the fire. You didn't even shed a tear.
No.
Then he.
I cried it when they were giving the toys away.
I was more emotional during that. I didn't cry, but I was more emotional during that than the fire.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no shot. Like, it's just not gonna happen. I knew immediately they were gonna be able to get out of it.
Wow, really?
That's nuts. Yeah. No way. They're flaming the fucking toys.
Yeah. They're not ending. They're not ending the series by killing all the toys.
That would be bonked. That would be bonked out.
It just says the end. The black screen. All the kids in the movie theater just screaming.
No, you know what it does? They'll get really close to the fire, and then it will cut out like The Sopranos. So
I did not see that movie.
Oh, shit. Did you just say movie?
The Show. Sopranos? Yeah.
Guys, I'm okay. I was balls deep in my best Crossy Road score.
What did you just say?
Tim's playing Crossy Road. But the real question is, what animal are you using right now?
Oh, I'm just standard chicken. I just downloaded it.
Wait, you just downloaded it? Are we that boring to you? Are you like, I gotta download a game right now?
You know, I play this all... I'm always playing a game over doing this.
I do that sometimes.
Not always.
You know, maybe it's because you guys aren't, like, recording and looking at the audio and shit.
Yeah.
Maybe all we have to do is talk.
You guys have never been able to tell.
Yeah.
I have heard you eating on a few occasions.
Whoa, that's
eating's different.
My dad chefing up straight up flaming dinners.
Well, it was your mom that brought it to you a few times.
Yeah, she's a goat. She's the best. Love my mom.
Breaking news. Tim LaDuca loves his mom. So we brought up Tatis, and Nick, you kind of said it already, but in my notes here, under Around the Horn, I have Tatis turning into a superstar.
Big brain right here. I read your notes with my mind.
and he is. And he's pissing off a lot of old people and young people that act like old people.
And to them, I just say, please cry.
Watch Onward.
Phenomenal movie. But do watch it.
I hope you don't enjoy it, you bums.
He had two bombs where he tied it, I believe, on one of them. And then he gave them a lead. And Will Myers had two bombs. And I'm telling you right now, the Padres are so much fun to watch.
They are.
And there were parts of that Cardinals game where it looked like they had given up. And then they just turned it around.
That's what home runs do, though.
Immediately. In, like, one inning, you're like, oh, okay.
That's why Stanton's home run was so big, though. Because you're down 4-0. You're down 4-0 first inning. Bam, you're right back in it, down by 3.
Yeah, it was huge. It was really big. You know who else? I mean, he's not as developed as Tatis is, but you know who else is going to be a superstar?
Who, tell us?
Luis Robert.
What a goat that man. Yo, that dinger.
That home run might be the most impressive home run I have ever seen.
I think so. Dude, a ball has never... That's the farthest a ball's ever been hit in that stadium. And it, like, I didn't even know part of that stadium existed, bro.
It went 487.
It's pretty good.
Oh, I was going to bring this up. Who gives a crap about how far it went? What is the projected distance if it doesn't run into the wall?
I always thought about that.
Because, like, there's different home run. There's different home run distances in different parks. Then, like, you
but
can't
that didn't
hit it farther
run, than. That didn't run into a wall though.
But it would have kept going.
No, it wouldn't have. It landed on the floor of the ballpark. It didn't hit a wall. Like, I know what you're saying, but that one, I don't think is an example of that. Is that really all I have for? Oh, we've been talking about the Padres. The Cardinals, I mean, they didn't win, obviously. Much to Tim's chagrin, we know how much he loves the Cardinals. But the Cardinals, they impressed me with the season they had.
After all those COVID tests, yeah.
They impressed me. I don't know. To be honest with you, I was shocked. I can't remember if it was last year or the year before, but I did not expect them to even make the playoffs. And then I think they win their division.
They won their Central?
No, not this year. Last year. This year they came in second. And it was shocking to me. They are not a bad team at all. And one thing to keep in mind is Yadier Molina is now a free agent.
I think he stays.
I think he stays too. I don't think there's any way. He definitely doesn't play for another team. So he either stays or he retires.
Yeah.
As I was saying, Yu Darvish deserves to win the Cy Young Award. because...
Why do you say that?
Nah, I saw it's just a joke because I lost connection. I'm back, though. I'm back.
Oh. So...
Going back to back.
Drake's overrated. All right, so talking about Molina.
And the Cardinals.
281 for his... career.
Oh, 2000.
What?
Is he retiring?
I don't know. Oh wait, you
just thought.
So we're thinking I say he's not leaving the Cardinals, so he's either staying or he's retiring.
And I agree.
I don't think he plays for any other team.
No.
Currently has 2,001 hits, 160 home runs.
Isn't he like fifth all time in postseason hits? Like, didn't that happen yesterday? Like 2 days ago.
He does play a lot of postseason games. He's got 101 of them.
He's like right behind Posada in terms of postseason hits.
Who's Mickey Mantle?
Those are the most interesting horns I've ever heard, by the way.
Can they just get to the emergency? Oh, they're coming. I think they're getting closer.
Nick, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
They're coming for you?
Oh, wait.
There was an ambulance.
Oh, yeah, exactly my point.
Something.
That's my fault. We know who's the all-time hit leader, right?
Yeah. Cheater, bro. Come on. Yeah.
Cheater, like, by a ton.
Yeah, by a large margin.
Ton of plate appearances, though.
Yeah, but he's got the most hits, so...
All right, dude, that's funny. The plate appearances and the hits leaders for the top five are exactly the same.
I mean, that would make sense.
No. Yadier Molina's fifth in hits, but ninth in plate appearances.
That's annoying.
Derek Jeter has 200 postseason hits.
Yeah, that's pretty tight.
Is Bernie second?
Yep.
Is it 151?
How do I get the postseason hits?
Because of Yadier Molina's postseason hits.
No. How do I? I'm Baseball Reference, and I'm trying to figure out how to get to that, where I see all the leaders. Postseason hits. Whatever. I can't find it. But yeah, not only Molina, also Wainwright are both free agents.
I think Wainwright pitches another year.
I think so too. He's one
with
that,
the Cardinals.
I think he stays with the Cardinals, but he's one that I don't. It wouldn't be as blasphemous to see him in another jersey as it would be to see Molina in a different jersey.
I can see that. Like, I definitely cannot see Molina in another jersey. But Wainwright, maybe.
Now, since we're on the Cardinals, I guess this is fitting.
Nope.
What?
Are they going to play the clip?
No. Oh, okay. I'm not playing the clip. It is...
Oh, this is very fitting. My apologies.
Bob Gibson passed away. I believe it was late last night, or maybe it was very early this morning. And he was such a good pitcher, and one of the few... You don't see a lot of black aces. And he was... huge in that role, and I know he's very influential to a lot of African American pitchers and even just any pitcher. But I don't know if you guys ever heard the guy speak or heard stories about his personality, but I'm telling you right now, Bob Gibson, if he was pitching now, would maybe my favorite pitcher.
Ready? Here we go. His longtime catcher, Tim McGarver. For my money, Gibson is the most intimidating, arrogant pitcher ever to kick up dirt on a mound. If you ever saw Gibson work, you'd never forget his style. His cap pulled down low over his eyes, the ball gripped, almost mashed, right behind his hip, the eyes smoldering at each batter almost accusingly. He didn't like to lose to anyone in anything. Bob was a man of mulish competitive instinct. Oh, I got chills reading that.
Yeah. Bob Costas was doing an interview, and he was talking about him. He told this story where his last season pitching, in 1975. His very last inning pitching, the last hitter he faced was Pete LeCocq. And he hit a grand slam off of Bob Gibson, and that took Gibson out of the game. That was his final appearance in the major leagues. 10 years later, they're pitching. They're playing against each other in an old timers' day, and Pete LeCocq steps up the bat, and Bob Gibson hits him.
You never forget.
That has got to be the like holding a grudge to another level that I have never heard before.
It's pretty amazing.
And Foolish Baseball, who for my money I think might be the best baseball content creator right now, tweeted one of the funniest tweets I've seen in a while, talking about Bob Gibson, where you guys hear all the time when a baseball player or a basketball player or whoever passes away that they're playing the game up in heaven. And Foolish Baseball tweeted, Bob Gibson is definitely up in heaven playing a nice game of baseball. He just beamed Lou Brock for looking at him in the eye. Now he's trying to fight Honus Wagner for some reason. I think that might be the most perfect description of Bob Gibson I've ever heard. So, he passed away 84. A good life. Phenomenal baseball player. May he rest in peace. That's all we have today. We have to see you next episode. And go Yankees, let's beat Tampa.
Go Yankees, go Bills.
Garrett, close your New York Yankee, baby. Let's beat Tampa.
Let's go.